Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 33, question 88. In how many things does true repentance or conversion consist? In two things, the dying of the old man and the quickening of the new. Question 89. What is the dying of the old man? Heartfelt sorrow for sin, causing us to hate and turn from it always more and more. Question 90. What is the quickening of the new man? Heartfelt joy in God through Christ, causing us to take delight in living according to the will of God in all good works. Question 91. What are good works? Those only which proceed from true faith and are done according to the law of God unto his glory, and not such as rest on our own opinion or the commandments of men. And then question 92. What is the law of God? God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Amen. That was the Heidelberg Catechism reflecting the law of God. It's always a little bit difficult to say too much about this particular Lord's Day because it does take up quite a long time. So let me just draw your attention to something that is assumed in question 88, not even in the answer, but in the question. When it says, in how many things does true repentance or conversion consist? In other words, repentance and conversion are so closely associated that they're basically equivalents. When they're asking about true repentance, they are asking about conversion. And in 1570, the various Protestant churches in Poland got together to see if they could not all agree and join into one body, and they produced a document called the Sandomierz Consensus. They didn't agree on everything, but they did agree on this. In short, true repentance is a sincere and true conversion toward God and toward obedience to Him, where you clearly see that they're spelling out, they're stating what the Heidelberg Catechism takes for granted. Genuine conversion and true repentance are so closely linked that they're basically equivalent. You maybe can put a fine shade of distinction between them, but where there is no repentance, there is no conversion. Where there is true turning towards God, there is also genuine repentance for sin. You can't break those things up.